Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Jim Francis, who's a vice president with Altus, about the status of Maryland Governor Hogan's efforts when it comes to personal property tax audits. And Jim, how are you doing today?
Great, thanks. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. You know, give us a high-level overview of Governor Hogan's efforts when it comes to personal property tax audits.
Yeah, I think it was kind of the almost law of unintended consequences. It really didn't appear that the governor was interested in a specific initiative to conduct extensive personal property tax audits of businesses in Maryland. The governor was working really to help small businesses reduce some of their administrative burden related to the filing of personal property tax returns in the state of Maryland. He had proposed legislation to let firms with less than $10,000 in personal property, thinking of furniture, fixtures, computers, and equipment, to avoid the filing of a personal property tax return that only produced a small tax. But then when it came down to the kind of the devil in the details, the legislative analyst estimated that kind of approximately 75,000 businesses in Maryland that filed personal property tax returns with less than $10,000 in property. And the estimated savings for these companies was about $72 a year. But they also had to pay a $300 fee each year. So when the law was proposed by the governor, the Maryland Senate Budget and Taxation Committee added an audit provision to the bill. So their concern appeared to have been that if the governor wanted a tax break for some businesses, the state also had to make sure that they were collecting additional taxes to make up for the revenue reduction.
Now, let's talk quickly about the state Senate bill. I don't know if you mentioned that, but I think we've discussed that just separately, you and I, in the past, and how it would bring about third-party audits to help lay, I guess, the revenue loss or help mitigate that. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so, you know, Maryland, across the state agencies, they've been cutting budgets of many departments, and the Maryland Department of Assessments and Taxation, which administers the personal property return, has had to endure some of these cuts for several years as well. And as a result, they don't really have a dedicated audit team. So there are firms located around the country that have a business of conducting audits of personal property taxes on behalf of state and local governments. So that Senate bill, the amended version of Governor Hogan's bill, called for the state to spend as much as $5 million on hiring a public or private entity to conduct audits of Maryland businesses. So the Board of Public Works looked at it and said if the contract hadn't been approved for the hiring or spending this $5 million on a public or private entity, the entire tax cut that the governor had proposed for small businesses was going to be repealed. So that was what the Senate bill had said. But the bill never made it out of the House and did not become law. So I believe there's a good chance it'll come back in some form next year, but I believe there will probably be some changes as it does not appear, the governor does not want Maryland to appear as being anti-business. He wants to show that Maryland is open for business and wants to help small and large businesses to grow in the state.
Great. Now tell us a little bit about the working group and its role in terms of this effort.
Yeah, so back in 2014, prior to the governor's elected, a Maryland assessment work group was established pursuant to a Senate Bill 172, and it was really to examine issues related to the assessment process for real and personal property in the state. The work group was largely comprised of state and local government officials. The work group organizers thought it would be a good idea to have someone represent the business community of the work group. So the Maryland Association of CPAs had asked if I would join the group as I had some experience with real and personal property taxes. It was interesting, though. I believe I was the only non-governmental official on this group. So the work group and the efforts, my efforts were focused on personal property taxes in Maryland. And right prior to the election, the work group was wrapping up, and the results are actually listed on the State of Maryland's Department of Assessments and Taxation website. And with regard to personal property taxes, one of the recommendations was that the SDAT should one, conduct a staffing analysis in order to determine the number of employees needed to conduct kind of audit activity or account discovery and perform regular audits. But they also recommended that a pilot study be taken on possibly using third-party audit firms. But there were a lot of questions over how to implement this because the state of Maryland assesses personal property, but they don't actually collect taxes for personal property. So having a third-party audit firm come in, one of the concerns was who would actually pay for that.
So tell me real quick, how is the business community responding to all of this?
Well, I don't think the business community in general likes audits, but I think they understand that there's a need for audits. You know, businesses want to pay what they should pay, not more, not less. They're trying to pay the what they're required to pay in taxes. But there's concern by many in the community about having non-state employees perform this function. I think this concern is really rooted in past experience with firms that are similar to this proposed type of third-party audit firm, along with concerns about potential privacy if they're not a state employee and there's specific information related to companies, property out there. They don't want that to be out in the public domain. So in general, I believe businesses, if they have to go undergo audits, would prefer that they be from employees from the state or local government that really understand the nuances of each specific state and the case law and rules that are in their jurisdiction.
Great. Now, tell us about Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory and how you can help companies in Maryland in this new landscape.
Yeah, I think, what we're going to see in Maryland and elsewhere really is that state and local governments are really under a lot of budgetary pressure. They need revenue to pay for current expenses as well as funding benefits for retirees. As a result, I believe the jurisdictions are going to become more aggressive, and it's very likely that Maryland companies and really companies across the country are going to face more audit activity. Third-party audit firms have been around, and they're continuing to grow, and they continue to be an option for jurisdictions that really are looking to find any money they can. Where Altus can help out is by conducting reviews for both tax exposure of clients as well as tax savings. For most of the companies that I've had the opportunity to work with over the years, we've typically found savings that they're missing in the area of personal property taxes. Most companies really are doing the best they can, but they don't have a dedicated team of professionals that are focused exclusively on this one area of tax. The other thing that you get with a team of people that are focused on that, such as Altus Group, is that we're aware of all these relevant court cases, and we've also had an opportunity to defend our clients on audits as well as go out and identify savings that might otherwise not be apparent to them. So, and that really is the case in Maryland where we have a significant presence, but we do this work all over the country.
That's perfect. What a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory interview with Jim Francis, who is a vice president with Altus. And Jim was kind enough to spend time with us today to give us an overview of what's going on when it comes to personal property tax audits in the state of Maryland. And Jim, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.